I've got a lot to say.
He's been good.
Put them together. He's been good. His my bottom line.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord all over this land. God has been good to me. I know you all said it last week, don't you say it? I know you have to be up dancing and shouting to the Lord because he has been good to you and I, and I'm thankful on this month, on this morning, that we're able to come into the presence of the Lord and just leave everything at the table, leave everything that we receive, just and give him all of us, give him all of us our total attention, our thoughts, the way we act, the way we speak, give him everything, because guess what, he is the person that can make the wrong into a right. He is the person that will take a crooked and make it into a straight. He is a person that will take a broken heart and mend it into a heart full of love, a heart, a giving heart. And he can take that mind, that mindset that we once all have and we still striving now to make a difference for a transformation to take place. And these are just some of the reasons that God is so good to us. And this is why we should get up. We should shout. We should dance. Even if you can't get up, you can wave your hands in the air. You can sit and go, hallelujah, amen. Because there are some on this morning was not given the opportunity to do. So we just want to continue as we go on today, on today's date, just thanking God, praising him, giving him our all, our everything. We don't want to shortchange God. When he come, when it comes to our name, we want to sit and say, we want him to say that thing with wholehearted. So I just say unto you this morning, we are so thankful and so grateful that you are in the presence of the Lord. You chose to make God your number one priority by joining us, ADM, at our executive meeting where we break the bread of life and we drink the living water. So we will not and we shall and we must not thirst anymore. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Will you please bring us a prayer?
Good morning, Evangelist.
Mother Jackson, are you there to bring in the prayer?
Yes. Good morning, Evangelist.
Good morning.
First, I feel honored to Jesus Christ, who's ahead of my life. I feel honored to Apostle Temple Simpson. I give honor to Leticia Spencer and to Minister Sequita. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you once more to the throne, hallelujah, this morning, God, just thanking you for another brand new day, God. Thank you for another blessing that you allowed us to see, God. Thank you for your strength, helping Big Hobo stay in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you this morning, God. We realize, God, we can't do nothing without you. Hallelujah, God. We can't even breathe without you. So, God, we say thank you, hallelujah, for just breathing inside of us this morning, God. Giving us another opportunity, Lord, just to praise you. Another opportunity to lift your name up high, God, because you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, this morning, God. We thank you, Lord. I pray, God, this morning that every, but Boshay. Every vessel of Boshay, God, that you have risen up this morning, God, begin to give you the glory, no matter what the circumstances might be, God. Head of Boshay, God, just begin to praise God this morning like never before. In the name of Jesus, all of them, oh, God, this morning, I ask you, God, to constantly, God, shield my heart, God, that head of Boshay, that no matter, oh, haters, jealousy can't get in. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you how you shield us all last night and up to now, God. So we say thank you once more, God. We lift every medal for that it is up this morning, God. He banked it up on Sunday. Hey, glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for the prophets, God. We thank you for the apostles, teachers, all our pastors in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you constantly keep them strong, God. Continue to cry out, God, on Sunday and to them, God. Like never before, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you teach us how to be obedient and to love okay in you, God, in your man-made service, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah this morning, God. I pray this morning, God, let your perfect will be done, God. Not our will, but let your perfect will be done. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, I lift up every child that it is this morning, God. I pray, God, that you order that child's footsteps, God. I pray, God, that you shield and protect them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you raise them up, head of the Moshe, God. Oh, God, raise them up, head of the Moshe, whatever you need them to be in you, God. Head of O'Connelly, I say, God, thank you this morning, God. I can't help but to praise you, God, because I know you've been good to me, head of the Moshe, better than I've been to myself, God. Head of the Moshe, God, when you easily could have just took your hands off me. Oh, God, but you kept them all. So I thank you this morning, head of the Moshe, this morning, God. I lift up every head of O'Connelly, standing there this morning, God. I know you can do it if you wanted to, God. So I say thank you, Lord. I, in spite of seeing everything that's wrong, God, I see a little about good in you, God. I see the trees, I see the sky is good, God, because you told me everything that you made was good. So it's good, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Head of the boat, God. Constantly open our eyes, God. That kind of the boat, shake, God. You know, I make our eyes so sharp. They'll be high like a little bullshit, like an eagle, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come to that. I pray this morning, God, that you unstuffed our unplugged ears, God, that we can't hear nobody but you, hallelujah, come to that. You, Lord, we speak this morning in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, come to that. Oh, God, we pray this morning, Lord, let your perfect will be done, God. Let your prayer, hallelujah, your perfect will, God, your perfect will be done. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray this morning. Amen. Hey, I know the Lord. Say amen. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We just give you the honor. We give you the praise. Thank you, Mother Jesus. Mother Help, Mother Jackson. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Good morning again, saints. It's a pleasure to be in the presence of the Lord. I must admit, it just does something to me when one day, 1 minute, 1 second, just being away from his presence or doing what he has already ordained us to do. So I just want to tell you all thank you again for continuously coming on to ABM Morning Broadcast. And we thank the people that makes it happen, the people that behind the scene but yet on the forefront, the people that I consider being a soldier of the army. You know, we sing a song, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. But I want to touch on today, what is a soldier in the army of the Lord? What is a soldier? When you think of that, or when you hear that, or when you're singing that, what are you really saying? What are you really confessing out of your mouth when you're saying, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord? I am a soldier. I was in the army, and I from there went into the Air Force for a little while. But I want to sit and tell you this one thing I know about being a soldier. And a soldier has to have total of obedience, which requires discipline and fearless commitment
when a soldier, and I'm talking about now on the natural, when a soldier enlists in the, into the armed forces, he or she has to go to this place called the MAP Center. And at the MAP Center, we swear in. You swear in. I know we probably have some soldiers on the line that can attest to everything that I'm getting ready to say. So you go before, and it's a group of people, when they're swearing in, and they're taking a oath to protect this country by any means necessary. They're taking an oath, and that oath is basically saying that I give myself away to whatever country it is. I'm giving my everything. I'm giving my entire life. I'm fully committed to to this country. I would live for this country. I would die for this country. That's what's actually taking place when you go to the MAP Center and you take a sworn oath. And this is the thing. That's the exact same thing. When you sit and you say, when you're singing the song, I am a soldier in the army of the Lord. And when you say that, that means that because we are kingdom citizens, because we dedicate our lives to Christ, because everything about us, once we rededicate, we should be transforming into do the things like Christ, to be Christ-like. So therefore, again, there are things that have to be moved away. But you have to be faithful. You have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. You have to be loyal. And the biggest thing that I remember, you have to pay attention to your surroundings, because, see, once you enlist, it's no more about self. It's yourself become your every person that's in the army with you. You now become on one accord. It's no separation. Yes, there are separations in the rank. You can be promoted, which causes you to have or to take on more responsibility in your life. But I want to just touch at the bottom. I want to just touch where we are enlisting into the army of the Lord, as we so eloquently say it all the time. And as I say, it requires obedience. So therefore, there are a lot of things that you and I must sacrifice. There are a lot of things that the way we used to think, we can no longer think that way, because now we have to think survival. We have to be in a survival mode. We have to be in a place to know that if we continue that we used to do, we can easily be overtaken by the enemy. So we have to be in a place where we are attentive, because no longer do I do everything, we do everything. If I make one mistake, it causes a problem for everybody. So this is the exact same thing that takes place when you're talking about in the kingdom. If you're reckless in the kingdom, there's going to be an issue. If you're not paying attention to the things that you're supposed to do, it's easy for you to backslide. It's easy for you to slip back on into things that you should not be into. And that's why it's very important to know the words that's coming out of our mouth. It's so important. And being a soldier, because what I have noticed, and I'm going to talk about me, when we know that hardships and pain and suffering is going to come our way, we have a tendency to try to back up. We have a tendency to sit back, and that tenacity that we once had, or the tenacity that you first have when you enlisted into the kingdom, when you enlisted in making Jesus Christ your personal savior, it starts every time you go through something, you start to back away from it. But see, being a soldier, You put yourself into a place. You already know that you will endure suffering. You already know that you will endure some pain. You already know that you will be in a place of isolation. You already know that you are taken from the normal things of life and put in a place where it requires strict obedience. You can no longer do the things that you used to do. You now have to conform to the things that your commanding officer, or just altogether, United States Armed Forces, Nigeria, wherever your armed forces, Kenya, wherever, it's for everybody on the exact same accord. You have someone that's over you giving the orders. You have someone that's over you that's strategically working the plans out. You have someone that you have to answer. And this is the thing. When in the actual armed forces, when you do things that you're not supposed to do, then you come up on a situation where you are reprimanded. Some people get court-martialed. Some people get put in a place where they have to pay certain fines. Some people can be demoted. It's a lot that comes with it. Well, guess what, saints? We're no different. See, the beauty of it with us, we have the Holy Spirit. When we enlist into the army of the Lord, what we're doing is we're receiving a package. We're receiving God as our Father, Jesus as our Lord and Savior, and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. So therefore, when you and I get into a place where we are in this army, and sometimes we go wayward, or sometimes we don't want to get into the a situation. We don't want to go into the battle because we may have a fear. That's when the Holy Spirit comes in. You have your commander in chief that is here. His purpose is to make sure when we go into the battle, when we go into the war, whatever your battle, whatever you're warring with, that you will come out victorious. You will come out as a conqueror. And see, one thing about it too, God places people in your life to give you those orders. Look at the Army, look at the Air Force, the Navy. Everybody has somebody that's telling them exactly what to do. And the list, the people go higher and higher and higher till finally the final decision is to your president. Well, this is the same thing we have here in the army of the Lord. We have people that God places before us, and God has already equipped people. This is the thing, when you really sit and think about it, he has to trust the people that he has placed around you or before you to call these, to give you the strategy, or to make a decision on which way to go, or how are we going to conquer this? How are we going to overcome this? How are we going to get this assignment? See, God has to trust that person to download the instructions into them. And that person has to be attentive. That person has to be a no-nonsense person. That person has to be a person that's sitting and telling you, I wish I could entertain this with you today, but I can't go there. Because see, what you don't understand is that God trusts me with his people. God has appointed me into a place where I cannot fail him, because others' life depend on it. To me, that's being a soldier in the army. When you can put everything else aside, when you put everything else aside and you get into a place where you say, God, yes, I can do this. Yes, God, I hear you. Yes, God, I'm looking over your plans. I'm reading your word. I'm meditating on your word day and night, Father, because I want to make sure, Lord, that I have the master plan so I can execute what needs to be executed correctly. That's what being a soldier in the army. See, a soldier, a warrior, when they know that they're going into battle, they don't get into a place where they turn into a coward. They get into a place where they sit and say, I live for Christ, I will die. I live in this United States of America, I will die. I'm just giving you all some, just showing you some parallel here. But at the end of the day, you have to have a mindset that you are ready to move forward no matter what, no matter what the situation is. And how do we do this, saints? You have to be into a place where you trust God completely. You have to be into a place to know that His Spirit, His Holy Spirit, is going to lead you and guide you. You have to have confidence in the Holy Spirit. You must have confidence in the Holy Spirit. It's not one of those situations where you can sit and say, I'm tired of doing this. It's not one of those situations where you can get to the place where you sitting there saying, oh, no, no, not today. I don't want to do this today. When you take that oath, when we take that oath and make Jesus our personal Lord and Savior, that means that we die to self and we are ready to conquer the world. But this is the thing. We know that we can't conquer the world, but with Christ, we can do all things. We know that. With the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us on the times that we're tired, on the times we feel defeated, on the times that we just feel like we just don't want to go anymore. That's when the Spirit comes in and gives you whatever you need to win, whatever the battle is. And I'm talking about little battles. I'm talking about little, middle, major. We, you, and I must realize that we are kingdom citizens. We're no longer what we used to be, but when we enter into God's will and we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, everything about us is supposed to change. Every single thing. Because the experience is so awesome, so phenomenal, that you do not even want to go back and be into the place. And see, this is what, when it's I am a soldier in the army of the Lord, come into place. Because when you become that soldier, you got to stay in ranks. You have to stay in the ranks. You have to march to the beat. You got to be on the right foot. Even when you sitting and you got your weapon and you running, everybody got to be on the same feet, same foot as the next person. When you walking, everybody, the line, nobody sticks out of the line. When they say right face, everybody turns right. When they say about face, everybody, it's a continuity. Everybody is on the exact same page. You cannot sit today and say, I'm a soldier in the army and reading your Bible and doing all these different things. And then when your buddies come back around, you take off your soldier mentality and you go back into the old mentality. Guess what? You just allowed us to be bombed. You just allowed us to walk into a minefield. You just allowed Satan to penetrate into our camp and maybe overtake everybody. Being a soldier in the army, you have to have a correct mindset. You have to believe that you can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. You have to be in a place where you're not sitting and worrying about this and worrying about that, because you never know when you could be sitting one place and a bomb could just set you off. I remember in the late 86, I was over in a place called Zweibrück in Germany, and I was in my company. I dealt with the engines on firefighters, and every year we used to have to dress up in our chem gear. our chemical gear, and that's with the big face mask, the heavy chem gear, everything. I mean, you walking around like a zombie. But I will sit and tell you this. Even in the practices, which an alarm would go off any time, you would have to get yourself up and get into action to do whatever it is that you have been told that you need to do. You have to have your mindset in a place where I'm not worried about what this person is doing. I have to go full force and do what I'm doing. And even the more I did it, the more I understood how important my one and only assignment that may have been given to me, how important it was. And I want to talk to somebody before I turn it over to Minister Chiquita. If you're saying that you are a soldier in the army, it is your duty to protect everyone around you, people you don't know, people you do know, your frenemies. So in order for you to do that, you have to be in a sober mindset. I'm not talking about drunk. I'm talking about being in a mindset that you are fully aware of what you have going on. To be in a mindset that you're not letting old things distract you, but you're concerned about the mission that's before you. And it should not take for you to have to go into a practice drill in order for you to do it. Your whole mindset is that I have been enlisted into the army of the Lord, so I have to be disciplined. I have to know that obedience is better than sacrifice. I can't come before the Lord and have trust him. I have to let him know through my actions that I have the ability and I must trust him at all times. I must trust him even in my mindset. I don't feel like the strategic plan that was given is going to work, but it's not about me anymore. It's about a group of people. But I have to do what I'm supposed to do to make sure that group is complete. If one person come out of rank, it's noticed. It's noticed. When you're talking about lining up and you're marching, if you're talking about, when I say ranks, I'm talking about, I know that you all have seen it where you see soldiers and they're marching. If you look at China, the way that everything is right in alignment, you're never going to sit and see anybody missing a step, anybody missing a beat. And that's what I'm talking about in your day-to-day living. I'm talking about making sure that when you sit and say, I'm a soldier in the army, no, everything is a process. When I went into the service, I was scared. I was scared straight. Every time we had to do something that I felt was out of the norm, I was scared straight. Every time my sergeant that would say something to me and I felt that it was out of line, me and my big mouth would sit and say something back. You know what the people would say? Oh, you need to go to mental hygiene because you have a problem. You realize you're not understanding. This has nothing to do with you. It's not personal. It's nothing personal. You are on a job. This has nothing to do with your personal feelings. This is how I choose to get it over. And we get offended when people identify that it's not about you, but it's about your assignment, the assignment that you made a conscious decision. See, most people that enlist into the service, most people that enlist into the army of the Lord, they do it voluntarily. They do it because they have a choice to do so. Every now and again, we may have to be forced. They may have to be forced to go into the war zone or get put into the services. Every now and again, I don't know where it has happened since. I know my father was one of them for the Vietnam War. but I haven't heard of it. I know there's always rumors of it, but for the most part, everybody that's going into the service, your national service, your service of your country, is done out of an act of saying, this is what I want to do. This is where I need to be. This is where I want to get a betterment in my life. This is where I don't have to sit and worry about this and worry about that, because all my needs are taken care of. My shelter is provided. My food is provided. Whatever is needed is provided. I have a check that's going to come every month on time, and I'm able to even get not just my needs, my wants. And it's the exact same thing in the spiritual realm, in the kingdom. Once you apply yourself and you make a conscious decision that this is what I want to do, and you let all the old go away and you welcome, you open up a portal, an entry point. When you stay there and you stand there before the Lord and you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you're saying, God, it's no more of me. I'm giving myself away to you. Now use me. Over to you, Minister Chiquita. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Evangelist. Good morning, Saint. And good morning, ADM. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Becoming a soldier for the army of the Lord, I learned that I couldn't have a spirit of quitting. I had something about me that I had to remove of myself that I couldn't take with me being a soldier for the Lord. I would quit a job, someone make me mad at the job, I quit, get another one. I quit relationships, someone make me mad in it. But this, once I understood that, once I accept the call to be a soldier for the Lord, once I became enlisted, I had to become dedicated to the cause of God. And the flag that I had to wave was the flag of heaven. And that there was no doubt in my spirit, in my soul, in my family, that nobody around me should have a doubt that I was a true soldier for the Lord and that my loyalty was to God. I had to remove these things and different things away, like Evangelist stated, so that God can be over my life and carry me. I can carry me along his journey as his soldier, and I follow him as we should be. I learned that I had to be durable, and I learned I can. Paul, and I'll be corrected, Paul told Timothy to endure hardness. I had to learn the hard way that hardness makes you stronger for the good fight. You cannot allow yourself to be discouraged when different things going to go on around you in your life and different things around you in your life is going to go on. You have to continue to be strong no matter what. It means you cannot back down from when you have threats going on and different things around you. You don't back down. You cannot get into a place to where you think about quitting. A good soldier of the Lord never quits. It doesn't think about it. That's not an option. It's not an option. You fight the good fight no matter what. You stand strong no matter what. You look past your own ways and do the things that God is calling you to do once you accept that calling. And it's got to be deliberate. It's got to be deliberate. You cannot get to the point where you are sitting in a place, like Evangelists say, and become distracted by the things of the world in your life, to where you don't understand that God is walking you into a place. You cannot pray. You cannot fast. You're not continuing to seek in his face. You cannot get that into that place being in a walk with being a soldier of the Lord. You have to continue to stay in the presence of the Lord so you won't succumb and be subject to different things of spiritual assassination, spiritual attacks, mental attacks, different things that comes about when you're not in the presence of the Lord. You have to stay there, saints, because it's detrimental to your life. It's detrimental to the people, like Evangelist said, that's connected to you. It's detrimental to your spiritual life and your relationship with God, that you have a deliberate relationship, deliberate cause to where you want to, deliberate cause to where you want to be in the presence of God at all times and seek his face no matter what. We also, saints, we have to get into a place to where we must be delightful. We must be delightful in God. We must be good soldiers in God. We must be diligent. We must be pleased with the things that we are walking into. We must be allowed the people around us to see that God is doing a good works in our life and that we're doing a pleasing thing once we walk into the true trueness of God, walking with him like never before, being a true soldier, standing strong, being a strong tower, being a strong pillar in life. It's a task that is not for the weak. It's for the strong. And you must be bold and build yourself up in God in order for this to happen. And this is something I had to learn and something that I'm continuing to learn to build myself up so I continue to be a strong follower and be a strong soldier within the Lord. Back to you, Evangelist.
Thank you, Minister Chiquita. One thing I want to sit and say, I can't speak for everybody, but I do know when I enlisted into the service, I know the first thing that I had to do was to make sure that Christ was with me, because one thing about it, you never know day by day what is going to happen, and that's the same way that we should be living our lives. Now, we shouldn't be into a place where we're second guessing or trying to understand and then want to change things at the last minute. We need to be in the right place, because you never know what you're going to do. You never know. We're in combat every single day. We are in combat. But one thing about it, when you enlist into the army and know that God's glory is being manifested to you, when you become that warrior and challenges come up against you, you will be victorious because you realize the battle was not yours. It's the Lord. And this morning we do have, and I am ready, I'm sitting down with my notes, my pen and my paper, because we have Apostle Temple on with us this morning, and I know we getting ready to fly. Put your seatbelts on. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning. God bless all of you. God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen. I just want to just thank God. You know, this topic, this subject, the Spirit of the Lord led me to really study the army and study different things. Notice I said study, you know, so you're going to hear me a lot in my talk, and I'm going to be paralleling or I'll be referenced with Evangelist Nita, because she's actually been in it. Amen. And I did a study. And I did a study because the Lord led me, because that's how the kingdom system is set up. It's like an army. It's set up. The structure is like an army. Different things pertaining to the kingdom, just about everything. The whole system is just like the system of your army forces. Amen. Number one, the first thing that happens, amen, when you begin to come in, a recruiter, you begin to be recruit, amen. Somehow it doesn't matter if somebody approach you and begin to talk to you and convince you, or you begin to make your own mind up and you go in to take to go in to get the recruiting process, or you start the process on yourself, amen. What we call that in the spirit realm in the kingdom is witnessing, amen. It's witnessing to come to Christ. It's witnessing to come come on this side of the fence, amen, to give your life to Christ. Evangelist said something very profound when she said they had to go to a place to where they had to take an oath, amen, to give their whole life, everything about them. Well, that's the same thing with Christ, amen. When you begin to come in to the Lord and Savior, it's no longer straddling the fence, amen. It's either you're going to give all of you, amen, or you're not going to give, you're not ready for this movement. You're not ready for what's going to take place. So you get witness, amen, and you begin to come, or you have a heart of salvation, begin to come into Christ. You begin to come into a place of, you know, to want to know more about Christ, to come on that side. Notice you didn't go through repentance yet. Watch this. You didn't go through repentance yet. You just accepting him as your personal Lord and Savior. You signing up, amen? So before the service begin to sign you up, amen, they do a thing that where they test your knowledge. They see where you're at, amen. I don't know, evangelists, they still have that in the drafting, but I know they do like a tape test, amen. They begin to test you before legally they begin the process to bring you in. See, some of the saints of God, you still in a place of test because you know, a lot of people want to come in or come to the salvation of God, amen, because they don't heard he don't pay some bills. They don't heard that he take care of you. They don't heard, and they don't understand all that is true, but it's other fundamentals that have to take place before, amen, you really come in, because it's not about that, amen. That's just the benefits, amen, you coming into, or whose side you're going to be on is the Lord's side. That's just the benefits, amen, that you come in. Just like evangelist said, you know, they feed you, they do all this. That's the benefit, amen, that you are serving your country. They say, okay, you're going to serve your country. We want to make sure all your necessity needs is take care. It's scripture, right? This scripture declares that the Father says, amen, that I will supply all of your needs. Come on, somebody. Y'all see how it's parallel with the kingdom. He said, I will supply all your needs. Now, he can't supply all your needs if you have not joined him, if you have not been with it, if you're not over to this side, amen. A lot of people trying to get their needs supplied, but yet you are not a part of the kingdom of God. You just have reference or knowledge about the kingdom, but you have not been recruited. You have not stepped all the way in. Amen. I could join, I could be with some people that is in the National Guards or Air Forces, and I could talk to them. I could be, you know, I could hang out with them, or I could go to different places with them. But at the end of the day, when a special call for them, they ain't going to call for me because I'm with them. They ain't going to call for me because they taught me something about the forces. Amen. They're going to call for who? They're going to call for the one that is drafted and signed up, and that's the call, amen, that individual is going to answer to. Even though I could be with them, but the sergeant or the lieutenant or the commanding officer, they ain't calling me to come back to duty, amen. So the question is, my sheep hears my voice, and a stranger, y'all about to hit me here, will not follow. So now you don't pass the test, amen. So now you got to go through a system. Now it's not peaches and cream, because they don't tell you, my understanding, they don't tell you about the next part they finna get ready to take you to. What is the next part? The next part, they got to break you from civilian life, amen. They got to break you from your habits. They got to break you from different things, amen, that you do in your civilian life. Now you in a more structured walk with God, amen, a structured more walk in the service, amen. So you got to break. So other words, watch this. All the rebellious, you finna get broken. Or if you don't, your person got a problem with instructions, you finna get broken. You're a person that got a problem, amen, taking information, you finna get broken, amen. You got a person. So basically, they finna take you to a place, what they call boot camp, amen. You ain't finna go straight to your assignment right away. No. You ain't finna go straight into the benefits right away. way. No, 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 no. You're going to go through some boot camp, amen, to get a lot of you broken, and it's a lot of you finna get rewired, amen? So they finna rewire your civilian life frequency and put you into a more of a, my God, a army, a military mindset, amen? So this is the area in the kingdom where we begin to repent. We begin to come into the place and understand more about God. This is the place to where we begin to look more of ourselves. This is the place where God has commanders and generals and different individuals that has authority, amen, begin to deal with you about you. You won't believe how many people is still in boot camp, and they think they done graduated. Y'all better help me here. My God Almighty, I told you this was a strong topic that the Lord taught me years ago. You won't believe how many people is still in boot camp. You won't believe how many saints of God have not graduated, because it is a graduated ceremony that is going to take place once you don't pass boot camp. You won't believe how many people are still trying to get broken from their ways. You won't believe how many people is still, God still trying to deal with folks about rebellion. You won't believe how many people don't even want to submit to authority. You won't believe how many people, amen, saints of God, amen, don't want to leave their past life, and they want to bring that past life or that civilian life over here to the kingdom side. See, that's where all that stuff is getting broke. My God, getting broke at. Why? Because if God brings you, my God, without being broken into, my God Almighty, the kingdom where you got to have your brother and sister back, you will be a liability, my God Almighty, to the service that you are signed, that you signed up for, then be a help. How many saints of God that you are a liability to a kingdom of God, then you are, my goodness, oh my Jesus, I hope I ain't step on no toes, that you are a help to, amen. You become a liability when you walk in rebellion. You become a liability. Nobody can tell you nothing. You become a liability, amen. You cannot listen and execute commands, amen. You always want to do things your way. The sergeant tells you, my God, put your left foot up. You want to put your right foot. You want to put your right foot up, amen. Because now you got something to say. What the sergeant say? Well, sergeant, I put my left foot up, but it don't make sense to put that foot up, amen. It makes sense to put the other foot up. My God Almighty, see, you come a liability now, because now you cannot execute commands. You cannot execute order. So now they got the break you. You got to understand, you can't get out of this, because why? You don't sign the contract. Y'all better help me here. You don't sign the contract. So now, not only you signed up for the benefits that it was up, man, you're going to see the world. They're going to take care of you. You don't have to worry about saying this. You're going to travel. You're going to have all that. But you also signed up for the judgment, too, that they ain't show you in the fine print. Y'all about to help me here. My God. See, many people want to sign up with God for the benefits, but you don't understand about the consequences, amen, when you begin to walk out of order. You begin to do what you want to. It's consequences also with the, y'all about to help me here, with the Lord. Y'all hear me? It's consequences when you begin to get out of line. It's consequences when you begin to be open defiant. It's consequences when you want to go. And this is why I tell folks, if you got a problem with a leader, this is where the story of David and Saul came in. My God Almighty, if David had a problem with a leader and a leadership, amen, and a leader had a problem with David, amen, but one thing that David was smart enough to know, he said, listen, that's God, still anointed one. I'm not going to touch that to have judgment to come on my life. This is why I tell folks, amen, my God, because you have not been broken, it's good to just leave quietly other than getting yourself in trouble with the commander. Y'all about to hit me up in here. Now watch this, amen. Now watch this. by this time, amen, you should have or know which way you want to go, job you want to do. But by that time, amen, you done made it through boot camp. You done made it to a place of repentance. You done made it through the place they done broke you. You done made it to that place, and you made it out of that place. Now it's time for you to get into another area. Now you got another area, your job, and where you're going to be going to work at, what you're going to be going to do, amen. Now you got to get to your armor base. You got to get to your place and all this kind of stuff to get situated. You, now you're finna get situated, amen, inside the armed forces. You wasn't situated yet because you was getting broken in boot camp. You had to graduate. See, some folks ain't even graduated yet. That's why you're still wrestling. That's why you have not come to a place of comfort yet in the spirit realm. That's why you haven't come to a place of being situated. My God, in the spirit, maybe God got the devil on your back because God is still trying to train you through boot camp. Maybe God got your out of fight. Maybe God, my God, y'all about to hear me. Maybe some people is still in a struggle because God is still trying to teach you how to deal with things in a rain. He's still trying to tell you how to do things. He still got you in the classroom because you don't have the mindset or is not willing to be broken from civilian life. Notice. You didn't even get your assignment yet. You haven't got an assignment yet. Why would, my God, God give you assignment or the army give you assignment and you ain't even made it through boot camp? You cannot even take instruction. Because in the kingdom of God, it's not so much of your fight. It's so much how you could take in instruction. It's how you can obey. Obedience is better than what? Y'all about to hear me up here. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Y'all about to hear me. In the army of the Lord, it's not about your it's not about I bind your devil. It's not about the enemy already been defeated. Y'all about to hear me up in here. The enemy is already been defeated. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and violence take it by force. Oh, y'all hear me up in here. Amen. Y'all hear me. How many minutes? All right. Y'all hear me up in here. So now, amen, you get an assignment. Now, notice this here. Until you come through the ranks, amen, your assignment come through someone else. Oh, y'all about to hear me. It gets me with these folks, amen. My God, I like God don't have people that I understand not everybody is right. I understand that. I get that, amen. It's no different than any other platoon, amen. Things is not right. But it gets me when you start getting your own assignment, amen, and God is not confirming that. And God, it's just like somebody in the military, amen. You want your brother and sister to come with you, my God, on an assignment that it wasn't given to you or wasn't told to you, but you want everybody to come over here because you seen the enemy over there. I seen the enemy over here, so we need to go. I don't know why the captain got us going over here, why the sergeant or lieutenant got us going over here, but I see the enemy over here. Amen. See, this is where you got to be careful who you begin to eat from. You got to be careful who you begin to be mentored by. Because one thing about, my God Almighty, a commander officer or somebody, a lieutenant, they have experience. Amen. They see the enemy over there, but they know that the enemy is working strategy like they work in strategy. The enemy will show you one hand and don't show you the other. And you're so gung-ho and you want to go ahead and run out there. Everything that peep his head up and see his head because yourself ain't graduated like you supposed. If you set yourself down and submitted yourself and went to school and went through the things that God had, my God, to pour out into you, many of you won't get begin caught up in this crossfire, and you'll recognize the sign that the enemy got. This is a trap. The enemy is trying to lead me and lure us into a crossfire. Not only you finna get yourself, my God Almighty, tore up out the frame, but whoever following you, it could be your family, it could be your kids, it could be people that trust you, it could be you getting everybody caught up into some crossfire because yourself thinking that you got what it takes, amen, and not understanding that you should have submit yourself, pass through boot camp, deal with your issue, deal with your problem, so you can have what it takes. Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Is anybody there? Why God want to give you an assignment You know, everyone in the military has an assignment. Everybody. Everybody. It doesn't matter what service, whatever you are. Ms. Anita, she shared that she was over the, some equipment and engines and different things. Well, that's what her assignment. She has her inner assignment. Then she has a outer assignment. What is that outer assignment, baby? When we go to war, oh, yeah, we got to get ready to be suited and booted. I have my inner assignment. That's my job. That's not my job that is going to pay my bills. That's my job that God got me focused on. But when that siren sings, when that alarm goes off, I have another assignment. I got to get a wrench. I probably got to get a screwdriver. I probably got to get a pair of pliers. Amen. But my second job, when that siren goes, I got to get some bombs. I got to get some weapons. Amen. I got to get this. It ain't my time. I love what she said. Amen. I can't worry about that next man. Amen. Because that next man should have got the same training that I got. Because that next man should have been paying attention like I'm paying attention. That next man should understand how important this is through boot camp, through getting taught, amen, just like I understood how important it is, amen, because when game time is, I don't got time to sit and worry about how you putting on your shoes. I don't got time to sit, is your gas mask is on right? I don't got time, to, my God, to worry about, is your gun is caught? Is it reloaded? My God, you should know how to put the gun together in training. My God, in training school, amen, you should know how to put it apart, take it apart, clean it up. My God, put it back together again in training school. I don't have time now, because see, many of you wasting time and you getting yourself pit dog while you trying to get you trying to gather everybody else, and you getting yourself in pit dog. You getting yourself getting gassed by the enemy with your gas master. You trying to teach everybody else what everybody else, my God, should have been taught, because they've been through the same process with you, but because of their rebellious self, because they don't want to listen to authority, they don't got their self caught up into a crossfire, and you risking your life where your life should have been risked for your country that you don't sign up for, in this case, the kingdom of God, and now you're losing your life trying to help somebody put on their gas mask. I'm going to drop this phone and walk off. Hallelujah. Now you risk your life. How many of you all don't risk your spiritual life? You don't risk your blessing. You don't risk your healing. You don't risk your miracles. You don't risk everything that God done had for you. You don't risk it. Because when game time came, and when God says, my God Almighty, it's time for you to deal with you. It's time for you to think about yourself. It's game time now. It's time for, it's time for you to get ready to get suited and booted with the whole armor of God. It's time for you. Amen. And now you're worrying about your other neighbor. Well, my other neighbor, they just going through a hard time where they should have got their mind made up and got there. That's why they went through boot camp. If they went through boot camp properly, they've been through all the hard times. They prepare you for the war. They prepare you what you're finna give. They take you through worse than what you should have been going through. My God, am I, even though once you graduate out of boot camp, it's a blessing if you don't experience the war, amen, and actually go into the war. But if you do, you're already ready. You're already prepared. Because you went through your preparation time. How many saints of God are you missing your preparation time? Then when it's game time come, you don't know how to play the game. You don't know how to go through. Amen. Because why? Your preparation time been compromised. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. It's done been compromised. Your preparation time don't been compromised by, it's too hard. They always picking on me. They always doing this here. No, baby, God sees some weakness in your area. He got to deal with that weakness. He got to get that weakness, my God, under control. He got to break you in that weak area, because at the end of the day, it's not about you when you graduate. You putting the whole kingdom at stake. You putting your neighbors at stake. You putting your brothers at stake. My God Almighty, because why? You're going to let your weakness drive down the ship, and before I get you out there, we got to deal with this year. Why they always looking at me? Always getting caught up in sun. I always got to get my always. You know, that's why I just don't, I just can't do that, because it's always my problem. It's always I'm going through. Nobody don't want to help me. Nobody don't want to do this here. Listen, you in the army now. They don't got time to give you a pacifier. I don't care if you just come out of high school. Amen. Now they don't got time to pacify you and give you a bottle. Amen. And let you suck on it. Amen. We ain't going to get out in the field and it's time to fight. Oh, here come the come the bonds. Well, baby, let me give you a binky or give you a pacifier for you can just suck on it and make you okay. No, it's either put up or shut up. See, many people don't put it black and white. The kingdom of God is black and white. It's no other direction. It's either you're going to put up or you're going to shut up. It's either you graduated or you're still in boot camp. And so many people have been in boot camp 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, 10 years, still in boot camp, and they have not received the benefits, my God, of God once they graduated from this place. Amen? They have not. You, some people are not even in the work environment yet because they still in boot camp. Y'all about to hear me. They have not even gone into their job, my God, description yet. Where God could begin to supply them financially and supply their needs and supply different things because God is still trying to break your civilian ways. Y'all about to hear me up in here. Amen? And they have not even been into that. Maybe it's you. Maybe it's you. My God, the best thing you could do is submit yourself because God, my God Almighty, you're going to end up wrecking yourself. You got to submit yourself because you're going to make your situation hard. You already signed up. You don't sign it on a contract. And now you want to breach this contract that you don't gave your life to. You want to breach this contract when you accepted him as your personal savior, this covenant agreement that you don't did with you and your country, amen. Now you want to breach this. You got, my God, some of you all, it ain't the devil don't put you in Casal of Firemen or in the place, my God, in isolation or in a place of prison. Some of you got thrown in there by the heaven police. Y'all about to hear me because you are breaching your contract. Y'all about to hear me. And he got to put you into a place where you are an isolated behind bars that spit yourself down and let you think about what you don't sign up. You breaching your contract. So it's consequence when you begin to renege on God. It's consequences when you begin to backtrack on God. It's consequences when you want to be open defiant, my God Almighty, to authority that you don't sign up and say, well, God don't place me with them. God don't sump me over here. God don't sump. Yeah, God don't sump you over there. It's good and fine until they start dealing with you, about you, when they start dealing with your lies, when they start dealing with your manipulation, when the rubber hit the road and the boot camp is really full and forced, amen, and they got to redirect your civilian ways. Oh, I just can't deal with this over here. Oh, I got to go. I got to go. I got to go. That's why you have not matured. That's why God have not placed you into a place for you to be blessed. My goodness, I could go on and on. I'm going to stop it right here. Amen. But we have to understand the number one thing in the kingdom of God is getting broken of our ways and take on the instructions and the obedience and the commands of God. And he began to train you through people. He don't just actually do it himself. That's why the book of Ephesians talks about the fivefold ministry. I gave some apostles, generals. I gave some pastors, lieutenants. I gave some, my God Almighty, evangelists, amen, recruiters. I gave some, my God Almighty, teachers, amen. I gave some teachers, amen. So we have to understand that it's a role in the kingdom. And you cannot submit to the authority that God or begin to listen or begin to and understand what authority got. And now you want to say God done placed you all by yourself and God's sending you to do this and telling you to do that. I'm sorry, you're dealing with a familiar demon and finna set you up and is eventually finna lead you into a crossfire because you have not been knowledgeable. You are not knowledgeable enough to know the tricks. You got to understand this ancient demon been around longer than you, longer than your grandma and them, longer than their grandma and them. It been around before slavery. It been around. This ancient spirit done been around. And now you done came to a place where you don't think yourself done outsmart this demon, amen, out-strategize him. This is where a lot of people get their lives caught up in crossfires. You get set up, amen. You go into an area. Oh, this area clean, y'all. It's clean. The Lord done show me this. And And here come a snapper. Don't sit there and start you up, don't lure you in, and you didn't see the signs, amen, that this is to be a setup as a snapper. My God is leading us here, and they're going to pick us off one by one if we don't take a dip. Sometimes the long route is really not the long route. It's really a short route, and sometimes the short route, it can get you killed, and you can rip, my God almighty, and you'll rethought that I should have took the other way. Y'all see how the kingdom is pretty much set up the same way as a army had force. These different places is set up, even in the kingdom, they deals with rank in the kingdom as well. It's rank, it's pecking order, it's different things. That's why Satan was able to did what he did in the heaven, because of his rank, because of the pecking order that he was placed in. He was a top superior general because of his rank. And this is why, if I got some pastor on the phone, I'm going to share this part with you. When your house or inside of your ministry become distraught, it comes from someone that is rank around you. What do you mean, Pastor? I mean leadership. Leadership. Oh. It comes a ranking member in the leadership. A private that is in the military, a private or a private first class, they cannot stir up no rank, no commotion. Why? Because they are not in the core. They're not in the core. But it could be a sabotage from your lieutenants, from your generals, from your first and second commander office. In the ranking system, that's where things going to begin to get trouble. So you having trouble, you better look at your leadership. You better look in your, my goodness, I don't know who I'm talking to, or it's a lead online, I felt your breakthrough. My goodness, amen. You better look into that office that you better rank, because that's the area that the enemy want to come in to breach. That's the area, and it has to go through ranking officer. It ain't worrying about the privates. It's worrying about the lieutenants. It's worrying about the general. That's why in war, especially in the ancient time war, if you haven't seen, they looking for the commander officer and taking that individual out. Y'all hear me? I'm out of here. Back to you, Evangelist.
Whoa. Can I drop the mic 10, 15, 20, 30 times? What a word. What a teaching. I can sit and say this to you all. I have served in the military and every single thing. Apostle Temple did not miss a beat in his illustration. I felt it was awesome, to the point, great teaching. And it's true. Everything, you have to go through that boot camp. And some people don't make it through boot camp. Some people go out of there because of cowardness. Some people go out because they feel like that person not going to be able to make it in. So I'm just sitting and telling you everything that he has said, I can relate to it. I can give you testimony after testimony for every single section that he broke down. That today was a word. Today was a word. Only thing I'm going to say to you, because we never know what the Holy Spirit is doing, but he brought a rhema word today. I'm going to tell you to stay tuned. That's all I'm going to leave you with. I'm going to leave it with you to tell you stay tuned.
Evangelist.
Stay tuned. Yes, sir.
I want to share with people this last part. In the midst of boot camp, they teach you some things that you never know, and they teach you survival skills, and they teach you if you ever get lost out in the wilderness, and if you ever get lost in the woods, one of the things they teach you how to read the stars and to read different things, amen, for your north star. Different things where you can begin to travel until you can see a place. And another thing that is so powerful that they teach you how to read a compass. You learn how to read a compass and learn about how that magnetic or that gravitational pull, it began to control the compass. And it began to control the compass in different directions, northeast, southwest, southeast, south, different things. And as long as you have the coordinates of northeast and go 3 miles and four and all this kind of stuff, you could be able to make it to salvation. Well, can I tell you this here? Your Bible is your compass. Your Bible is your survival kit. And if you don't understand how to use your Bible or your survival kit, when you get it, when you ever come into these trials and you come into these wilderness, you're not going to be able to survive. You'll have to rely on other people that is in your platoon for you to be able to survive, amen, survive you coming out. And if they ain't fully trained, if they half trained, and if they ain't finished the class, and now we got the blinds leading the blinds. How many are folks like that in church today? The blind is leading the blind and trying to get the others, and they can't even survive themselves, amen? And trying to get the others, amen? How to make a fire without using matches or any chemicals, amen? Just get my sticks and everything, amen? For we could do what? Survive, amen? The Bible has survival. And this is the thing that you need to learn, and we're teaching you, it's about your life. For you could be able to survive. Y'all about to hear me. Yes, it's a compass, amen? That is your compass, amen? You have your compass, amen, that it begins to teach you north, east, south, and west. And it begins to show you, navigate you through the things of life. And it begins to take you through your journey. But if you don't know how to read your compass, you can have it in your survival kit all day. Tell me, what good is that compass? And so many people got something that is so helpful for them to survive, but they don't know how to use it. That is your evangelist.
Amen. Amen. I'm just speechless. Thank you, Apostle. I know the Holy Spirit just downpoured that into you as I was talking, and I'm just speechless. I'm happy. My day is great today already, and I love the fact your Bible is my compass. So I'm in total agreement. We thank you all for coming on today. I pray in the name of Jesus that somebody understood what God was saying to them today. It was broken down clear, plainly. It was broken down. Do not let things go over your head. And if you need a rewind, don't be too stubborn. Don't be too ashamed to ask, because God had Apostle Temple go way back and bring it to the forefront. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit. One thing that Apostle Temple has been teaching me is you don't have to plan different things out when it comes to the Lord. You don't have to sit and get a whole bunch of stuff together to come and bring the word. If you just trust the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, he's going to bring forth what needs to be said. Today was a day that the words that came out of the apostles' mouth and what God started, what the Holy Spirit started this morning was necessary. It was one of those, it was necessary moments. So just know that ADM loves you. We thank you over and over again for being a part of our morning broadcast, our executive meeting. I know you were fed today. You got a full course meal, even with some desserts. So I want to just thank you. And I'm going to leave it again this way. Be blessed and stay tuned. You never know what the Holy Spirit may bring. Just be in a place that you are prepared, the preparation as he spoke about, that you are in a place to be prepared to receive it. So we love you. Have a beautiful day and peace out. God loves you.